Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
The only thing that stays the same is change, and the retirement planning landscape might be changing once again as the SECURE Act 2.0 makes its way through Congress. Hi, thanks for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is right here in Silicon Valley. He has been helping people just like you have remarkable retirements for the past 30 years. He is a certified financial planner here to guide you about retirement planning. He's also an author, and he always offers to give away his book, so listen up for that as well. Here's that phone number, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can call for a complimentary appointment. Plus, you can find him online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And a big hello to you, Eric.
Hey, Luann. It's good to be talking about the new changes coming out and, you know, what that really means to you and your pocketbook, right? And how it's going to affect your retirement.
Right. We're going to get into a lot of good stuff. But I do want to kind of take us back in history a couple of years. 75 years ago, in fact, 1947, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in professional baseball. He was 28 years old when he stepped onto the field playing for Brooklyn Dodgers. And his jersey number was 42. That was the first ever number retired, too, by a Major League Baseball team. So that's pretty cool. 1947. You a big baseball fan, Eric?
It's fun to go see it. Not as exciting on TV.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a little slower for me.
A little long.
That's why I'm a bigger hockey fan, so sharks.
Oh, my gosh. Hockey's so much quicker paced, isn't it?
Yep.
So fast. Okay, and then, you know, we just finished the Masters, right? And it was 25 years ago, 1997, that Tiger Woods won the Masters tournament for his very first time at age 21. Quite a difference 25 years later. Would you agree, Eric?
Yep, for sure.
But we're so glad to see him, you know, finish it, considering what happened 14 months ago, you know. But now let's get to what's at hand here in our country. Congress is, again, changing some things related to the retirement planning and retirement income with legislation called SECURE Act 2.0. So we've been talking about the SECURE Act for the last couple of years. I want to have you help us go over some of the major changes that this would bring.
Well, first of all, we should probably go over what the original SECURE Act was, which, you know, the major change really what that did was it moved the required minimum distribution from the goofy 70 and a half to the rounded off 72 age. So that's when you have to start taking money out of your retirement plans. And then it also did something I think was pretty bad, is it made the beneficiaries, the kids, inherit your retirement dollars and have only 10 years to spend them all. To basically, they have to blow through it to pay all the taxes on it. And, so that was the big change that's already happened. Now what they're talking about is a couple big ones. One would be slowly moving the age from 72 to 75 where you have to take the money out. Is this really helping the normal person? I mean, most people wanting to work to 75? I don't really think so. I think this is really helping people who maybe worked for the government and have a big pension and don't need the money, or people who are pretty well off. But I don't really understand how it's, you know, in essence, really helping most people, because that's most of my clients, their goal is not to keep working to 75 or 80 or 85. So,
right.
I don't necessarily get how that's helpful. One cool provision was actually having people 62 to 64 be able to dump in 10,000 into their retirement accounts, you know, versus the 6,500 that's allowed to add on to your 401k. So this is going to be, you know, 10,000. So that's nice. But but again, it's going to be kind of funky in practice because, you know, when do you turn that up? You know, is it on your birthday? Or, you know, how does your plan administrator figure all that stuff out? Definitely be a little complicated. You know, some of the tougher ones would be making every employer with any business that's more than 3 years old and 11 people on their payroll to have to get a 401k and have to enroll everybody. Well, some people may want to opt out, and which isn't smart, but they should.
Yeah.
They should fund it. But, but so that is something that's, you know, in a lot of ways, I think it is good to make employers start having some sort of plan. But I think what California's done is a lot better. The California, actually, as of July 1st, employers with five and more people have to offer a plan. But the state offers a plan that people can, you know, put money into. So you don't have to go as a business, go out and get your own plan. You can just pick the one that the state set up. So that way you don't have to be paying the fees and costs of having a 401k. So, I mean, I think that's a pretty much big gift to the big Wall Street firms that are running 401ks and, you know, demanding fees and payments from employers. So, you know, that's where that's kind of coming from. And then lastly, the weird one is allowing 401k matches to be matching student loan payments.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how you would even implement that or how you'd figure that out. And I mean, everybody's got different payment amounts, right? Mm. And is it the parents' payment or is it just the student? And
exactly,
so,
yeah.
So yeah, I think there's gonna be a lot of interesting things to figure out there. But, you know, again, really, I think what people really need to have is, you know, have some sort of process that they're going through, have some sort of plan. You know, the biggest problem is, you know, we're trying to make sure we don't run out of money. We're trying to make sure we have a good retirement. And most people need a guide. They need somebody to say, hey, here's what you should be doing. Here's how to make that shift from getting that paycheck to how do you get this money for the rest of your life. And that's what we're here to do, is we're here to help you, guide you through how to figure out that income plan, how to make sure you can lower your risk and your volatility in the markets, but still earn good money. Look at the tax ramifications and see how that income, those investments are all going to interplay with each other. Figure out that healthcare dilemma. And then lastly, you know, who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? Well, you know, is it going to be lawyers or people you like? So, you know, we call that the blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, it's something we can guide you through. If that's something you want to learn a little bit more about, you know, set up a call, 15 to 30 minute call. We'll just talk about what your situation is. And then if you want to go further from there, there is no cost or obligation for anybody listening today. We will do that planning process for you, tell you what track you're on and, you know, if it's where you wanted to be going. So again, all you have to do is to set that up is you can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So putting money in a 401k, pretty simple. I think we kind of get that automated, kind of. But taking money out, that requires a little more strategy, and that's where things get complicated, right?
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, the one thing is, should you even need to have an RMD? You don't have an RMD if you put money into Roth, if you have it tax-free. And so, you know, one of the problems that people aren't really paying attention to is kind of like everything, right? Those, you know, those desserts look great and, you know, those cookies there look good and all that other stuff. And then you kind of forget, okay, now I have to work out a lot more or do a lot more exercise, right? To offset those. And really RMD is a feature of the fact that you put a lot of money in and you didn't pay the tax. You said, I'll just tax me later. And nobody bothers to ask, when is later? And later is, you know, it was 70.5, now it's 72. It might move up higher, but that's when you have to be taking that money out. You got to be paying all this tax. And that kind of begs questions. Should you have even been putting yourself in that position? How do you get yourself out of that position so you can have more money tax-free? I don't know anybody who thinks taxes are going down. You know, we know the Trump tax laws expire. We know Biden's trying to put, you know, promote other tax changes. So we know they're going to go up. So why don't you just have a better plan? And that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is actually guide people to say, okay, should we be doing more money to like Roth conversions? Should we be moving more money tax-free? So again, you know, if you want to set up a time and talk with us a little bit more about how to lower those taxes for the rest of your lifetime, not just this year, then that's really what you need to do is have a plan, and we can help you guide you through that to have worry less wealth. So again, if you want to set up that time to just find out a little bit more, we can kind of go through your situation, but get that income, investment plan, taxes, healthcare, legacy, get all those areas at least, you know, where you know where you're headed and going, then we can figure out, okay, this is the way to go. So give us a call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Wealth Creator Radio will be right back with more great information about retirement with Eric Heckman.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in the Silicon Valley area, helping retirees just like you have remarkable retirements. He's been doing this for the past 30 years, and he would love to guide you as well. Now, I want to bring this up. You know this, Eric. You've been doing this for so long. Women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So a lot of wives are going to outlive their husbands in retirement, meaning a lot of them will, you know, be suddenly taking over their own finances, maybe for their first time ever. That can be confusing and very, very scary, right?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we've had to deal with it for a lot, several times a year, typically, that we have this happen. And I mean, at tax time, we had, you know, one person whose husband was, you know, on the beginning signs of dementia and stuff. And so she had to also, you know, figure out where all their tax documents were. But we had another client where her husband had brain tumor type thing. And, you know, he was kind of coming back and he was getting healthier. But he always did the taxes, and we just helped her figure out how to, you know, file extension for her and told her, well, here, you know, he really wanted to still do it, but he couldn't always remember what day it was. His short-term memory was gone, so his long-term was still good, but how can you do taxes, you know, if you don't remember all those things, right? So, you know, and then we've had another client that literally her husband, if she needed money, her husband would bring some cash home from the ATM. She had never used an ATM.
Oh, dear.
I mean, this isn't 10 or 20 years ago. No, no. This was in the 2020s. Mm-hmm. She had never used an ATM. She didn't know how to check her bank balance other than calling the bank or walking into the bank. You know, she barely checked emails. Well, you can't even set up online access to see your bank balance on an app unless you have an email, right? Yeah, so we had to walk her through that. You know, luckily my team was able to help her, you know, set all that stuff up. But yeah, there's a lot of women who don't really know what necessarily is going on, or sometimes there's also some husbands out there that have really complicated situations where they're doing a lot of trading and other stuff, and it's just not something that, if somebody doesn't care about that stuff, they're never going to be able to implement that. And it's not sustainable in retirement if they're gone.
Okay, so let's start with some of the differences that you've noticed between how men and women approach retirement planning. Tell us what things men tend to be most concerned about.
Well, the guys, usually it's all about return, right? You know, how much can I earn? How, you know, points on the scoreboard, right? So how can I get the high score and put my initials on it, right? So that's really what they're kind of more focused on. And sometimes it works and sometimes it blows up fantastically. And so, yeah, if it works, it's great. If it doesn't, it's really ugly. And so, you know, that's the hard part, is that's probably okay during accumulation. It just isn't very useful and isn't a very good thing to do when you're in distribution mode, not for at least all your money, because you got to make sure there's some always there.
So again, women statistically outlive men by 6 years. Eric, how does that fact come into play during retirement planning?
Well, a lot of times, you know, I'll talk with somebody, you know, and then maybe the husband who calls me up, and we do that, you know, that 15, 30 minute phone call, find out what their situation is, and they want to go through the planning, and they go, oh, my wife doesn't really care about this. well, if I don't care if that's correct or not, she needs to care, right? You need to care. I mean, you need to make sure, you know, what's going on and what's happening here. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't care, I just want to go on a vacation. Well, what if your vacation was to Antarctica and you wanted to go to the beach? I mean, you know, you do want to at least know what's going on in the general sense. And more importantly, for this exact fact, like what you said, is that 6 year difference in age, you know, lifespan, if they're going to end up, you know, inheriting this money and running this portfolio that they've never done in their entire life, they need to at least know where things are. They need to at least know, you know, what the heck's going on, right?
Yeah.
and if they don't know that, I mean, it can be very, very tough and very challenging. And sadly, too, they could be very easily manipulated and taken advantage of, mm-hmm. because, you know, people will say, hey, oh, here, just put it all this money in here and I'll make this huge commission. And, you know, they're not going to go to a fiduciary based advisor, going to go to somebody who just sells them stuff. Usually the, you know, maybe it's the bank or, you know, the local broker or somebody, but somebody's going to talk to them about something and get them just to dump the money in. And then they're going to find out it's a really bad situation and it's the most expensive thing and probably not necessarily what they needed. So, you know, again, having that plan, you know, having that roadmap, if something happens and, you know, along life, and life does happen, right? You're on a trip and maybe your car breaks down, maybe you, you know, have a flat tire, whatever. Same thing with life, right? If you lose a spouse, you're going to still go on living, but now what? And how, you know, how do you change that? Well, if you don't know what's going on, it's going to be really tough. So that's why having a plan is so critical. You know, what we're here at Heckman Financial is really just to guide you down that path and say, here's how you can make sure your money's going to last for the rest of your life. Here's your income plan. So we know it's going to be good with and without each of you there. Because what happens is when one person dies, you lose that Social Security check, right? There's other things come into play. Then look at the, you know, the investments. Are they all at risk or are there some guaranteed stuff? Is there some steady income money and not just all market money? We also want to look at the taxes. How's the tax effects going to be now in the future? And also when you're single, you know, if all of a sudden you're widowed, guess what? The tax brackets all get cut in half, but you know, your tax is going to go up because you're in a higher bracket now. And then lastly, look at the healthcare issues. Who's going to take care of whom? And then legacy. Who's going to make sure that money goes to your, you know, your loved ones after you guys are both gone? So again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth so you can worry about having fun and enjoying life and not have to worry about your money. So if that's something you want to take advantage of and find out a little bit more, you know, set up a call for us just to find out what's going on in your situation. 800-454-1184. You can leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder at Heckman Financial. He is a certified financial planner. They're right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he's been doing this for over 30 years. He has an awesome team, and he would love to help guide you about your retirement. He wants to help you have a worry-less wealth retirement. So, all right, let's talk about how you do work with couples to help ensure that their income is going to continue even if something does happen to one of them.
Yeah, so lots of times people say, hey, you know, I need whatever the number is, let's say $7,000 a month, and maybe between both Social Security checks, you're getting, you know, I don't know, say $5,000. So you just need to make up the extra two, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what that doesn't count is if somebody passes away, that Social Security check might get cut in half. And now all of a sudden you don't need $2,000, maybe you need $4,000 a month. And, you know, if that happens, how are you going to make sure that money's there? Is it going to be all based on stock market returns and ups and downs of the market and what, you know, Wall Street wants you to be in and have all that risk? Or is it going to be something that more like a pension, something where you have some money coming in, something that's going to be there, something that's going to be steady? You know, and that's what I find a lot of people don't have is, you know, the 401ks, when they took over and squished out everybody else, you know, the Vanguards, the Fidelities and all these big brokerage firms of the world now run, you know, how we invest in our 401ks, and it's 100% market-based. But if you look at a pension company, you know, pension companies don't invest that way. They don't have 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. They have stuff that pays them good, steady income that's guaranteed. They've got different pots of money, and that's what everybody else needs too, is they need to have those different pots of money. Okay. So that way, when you're retired, you got that money coming in, you've got some steady income, you got maybe some income that's guaranteed for life, that's a joint life payout. So that way, if one of you are gone, it doesn't matter, that check keeps coming in, doesn't drop in value or anything. You know, and so that's really the biggest thing. And so I think really most couples really need to sit down and say, okay, how are we going to have that money last for the rest of our life? How are we going to make sure that this all works? And that's when you have to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. We can help you guide you to having an income plan that makes you know that your money's not going to run out. Make sure your volatility isn't too high, too extreme. Add that foundational, those steady income assets to your market funds. Look at the taxes and say, okay, how do we lower these taxes for the rest of our lives? How are we going to do all these healthcare decisions down the road? And lastly, who's going to get our stuff when we're gone? So, You know, that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, if that's something you want to set up a time to talk about and find out more, there's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is either text the word visit or just leave a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Still a lot more to come with Eric. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, but he's also an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth. And really, it's everything that we talk about on our show. You know, he wanted to open your eyes to all things available so you can have a remarkable retirement. And so he helps us see any warning signs in our own planning before trouble begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less, and that's what the show's all about. You can get this book by calling 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Get that book complimentary. All right, so today we're talking about some of the unique challenges that women face in preparing for retirement. Eric, GoBankingRates.com has a huge list of financial challenges that women face in retirement. I wanted to get your reaction and have you give us these facts. Tell us what you think about them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. The gender pay gap, you know, that's something that's getting, I think, a little bit better, but not something you can necessarily do about on your own case other than you know, apply for other jobs.
Yeah.
Lack of financial confidence is definitely a big one. A lot of times women just don't know what's going on, or they don't take charge of it, or don't want to learn about it, but they do worry about it. And so, you know, it's one of these things where you do have to definitely get some education about. Obviously, women live longer than men, so that's going to be a big factor, because they're going to be the ones that are going to be ultimately running the situation and making sure that money lasts. And often they're the caregivers, so they're going to take off time for either loved ones or take care of the spouse. And, you know, they may have spent a lot of money to help their spouse that's ill. And then what happens to them? Because if you spend $300,000 or $400,000 on your ill spouse, that's great. You're able to do that, but are you able to still stay retired, you know, after that? And then, you know, often what they also call a gray divorce, which has been a huge thing, you know, people in their 50s or 60s divorcing. And and that can be a huge cost item, because all of a sudden you have to start all over and get these things, you know, reset up. And, you know, especially with the housing markets going up higher and getting more expensive over time, you know, if you're trying to buy a new place and, you know, start over again, it can be really tough. And so I think women really need to be paying attention to this and not defer these responsibilities to somebody else, but make sure that they're taking care of themselves.
The Department of Labor says 58%. So we're talking, you know, almost 60% of long-term caregivers are female. And if someone is a caregiver, a female is a caregiver for a family member or a loved one, then you're probably having to cut back on your job, maybe less ability to save. I got to tell you, Eric, this very thing happened with my best friend. She just lost her husband, who aged 70. And so for a year, they still paid her, thankfully, but she was caring for her husband, you know, and then they had some issues happen with the house. So, man, you know, she's worried now about how she's going to do. She's not ready to retire, but once, you know, she gets there, I think she's going to have to work for a long time. So, you know, tell us how someone can be in that position and kind of try to catch back up with their savings. How do you help people like that?
Yeah, no, it can be very, very tough. I mean, I had a situation with a client who was, she was in sales, and both her parents were ill. And, yeah, she took off several years and basically made almost nothing. Had to go into her own retirement funds to get by. And then when they passed away, half the money went to her brother, who'd never helped the parents at all. And, you know, and he'd had all his retirement savings intact and all this stuff, right? So it can be definitely tough. I mean, it's one of those things where you just have to start putting money away, right? You have to have a plan. You have to start, you know, funding as much as you can, figure out, okay, is there cheaper ways to live? Is there, you know, can you rent out a room in your house to somebody to make some extra money? You know, all sorts of things where you may have to come up with just to get back into, you know, into a safe spot that you know, that's going to be sustainable for retirement. And, you know, one of the things that we have here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a great checklist that people can go through to see, you know, where am I at? Am I in good spot? And I would really urge women out there to, you know, don't ask your spouse about this. Don't ask your husband about this, but you ask, you know, you do the checklist on your own and then maybe have him do it separately, but, and then see if you guys both agree. But yeah, having this checklist is a great way to kind of go through and say, okay, I did that. I have that. Oops. No, I haven't done that. Oops. No, I haven't done, you know, and then at least it's, you know, kind of like when you're going to shopping, you know, oh, I forgot. I haven't picked up that. It's a lot better when you know what you need to do versus you're just trying to remember. And so, yeah, if you want to get a copy of that checklist, we can send you a download link. All you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today we're talking about retirement challenges for women. About 40% of women investors identify as beginners, Eric. So I think a lot of women do lack confidence in their financial knowledge. Tell us some steps they could consider to try to help boost their financial confidence. What would you tell them?
Well, obviously just learning, right? Anytime you're not confident on something, it's usually education-based. It's either experience or education, right? So if you know, the experience you'll get, sometimes good and sometimes bad.
Yeah.
But at least the education part you can take care of, and you know, that's something that you can do on your own. So yeah, just reading some different books out there. I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, I have a book, Worry Less Wealth. You know, those are some stuff that you can do. I wouldn't necessarily watch all the crazy shows about buy this stock, sell this stock and all that junk. That's more financial entertainment than it is, you know, real advice. You know, but looking, you know, just learning about some of these things, but also just starting to know what's going on, you know your situation, know where you're headed. Again, it's one of these things where, you know, once you've figured it out, you know, it's pretty easy. I've been teaching my youngest son how to drive, and you know, it's always fun. I can't believe I've had to do this a third time now. But
I know, that's funny.
And you know, he got mad at me because one time I crossed myself before we started. He goes, "Oh, that's a little mean." And you know, but I just did it for fun to mess with him. But you know, it's one of these things that now you don't even think about driving, right? You almost don't. It's so automatic. And same thing here. If you know about the finances, you know that you're on a path, you know that you have a direction, then it's fine. But the scary part is when you don't know. So knowing that, getting that education, I think is critical.
Yeah, so true. I do agree with you. So the Department of Labor says that women age 65 or older are more likely than men to live below the poverty level. So Eric, these are startling statistics. What's your message for women preparing for retirement?
Got to take some charge, right? Got to know what's going on and, you know, really figure out, you know, like, do you have a budget? How are you going to make sure that money lasts? How are you going to look at the risks, stock market volatility, inflation, taxes, healthcare costs? How are you going to generate income? I mean, it's one thing just to have that money sitting there, but how does, if it's just in a mutual fund, does it actually pay you anything? Does it come out? Is there, you know, dividends and interest coming out? You have to look at all these things of how to keep that standard living and how to make sure you're keeping up with inflation, keeping up with taxes and all that, all those fun issues that maybe you didn't want to deal with, right? So, so that's one of the things we've built here at Heckman Financial is that blueprint to worry less wealth. And this blueprint, really what it does is it first and foremost takes you through that process of, you know, well, what is your income? Will that money last? If it's going to run out, is it going to run out at 75 or 95? You know, there's a big difference between those two, right? And, you know, make sure you're on at least the right course for income. then how are you invested? Is it a lot of risk? Is it a lot of volatility? How's that going to play out? Or do you have some foundational money? Do you have some stuff that's steady income besides just the market funds that are in a 401k? And then look at taxes now and along the way. Look at healthcare, legacy, all these different issues. And again, that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something that we're offering free, no cost. If you want to set up just a 15 to 30 minute phone call, find out about your situation, and then we can actually build out that plan for you. So you just give us a call. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Take advantage of the special offer from Eric and his team. Get some help with your retirement planning. We are not done yet. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is here to offer you help with a retirement strategy. He always talks about this on our show. Today, no different. And we just thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. A lot of times on our show, we talk about fun things, you know, like planning vacations and what you want to do in retirement. Those are always fun things, you know. But then there are other things that are really just as important, but a little harder to plan. And I'm talking about your final wishes. So, you know, even your funeral, and a lot of times you don't want to sit down and think about it, but it is so much easier on your loved ones if you do that. Eric, I got to tell you, you know, we lost my brother-in-law last summer, and he had been sick for about 2 years, and I couldn't believe that after he passed, my poor sister-in-law was running around trying to figure out where they were going to be buried. They had not even done that yet. These things are not fun to think about ahead of time, but at the same time, you know, you do need to get that done. So it's a lot easier on yourself or even your loved ones. Tell us what you've learned from your own personal experience.
Yeah, it can be very tough and very stressful. And probably the one I liked the most is one of my clients called it a fog. She felt like she was in a fog. And, you know, over the next couple of years, every time we'd meet, she would talk about how the fog's lifting and it's getting more visible and things. And you know, I think that was a kind of a good way to do it. And imagine you're in a, you know, almost a whiteout fog kind of condition, and you're having to make, like you said, for your sister-in-law, you know, decisions on, you know, what to do here, what to do with this. And, you know, then, of course, you got finances. You know, do you want to have this rolled over to your name? Do you want to have this in theirs? Or how do you, you know, there's all these things that you have to all of a sudden decide, and they can have huge tax ramifications, huge cost ramifications. I think there's a lot of things that people really need to be doing. And yeah, it's, you know, like you said, vacations are way more fun to plan than this.
Yeah.
But yeah, this will happen. This is guaranteed. So take some time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
take
right.
some time. Figure it out.
Yeah. And, you know, since you and I've been doing this show, I'm 62, almost 63. And I really, truly am starting to think through all these things and wanting to get our plans together. We have not done that. We've talked about it, but we have not done that yet. But AARP has some really good resources on how you can help your family by taking a few basic items, by taking care of a few basic items. So, Eric, let's go over those. Tell us about what are some things we should consider doing.
Well, obviously, what we were talking about there is if you want to be buried or cremated and all that stuff, just have that kind of planned out. And, you know, you save a lot of money if you do that ahead of time, too. So it just makes more sense. But, you know, the biggest things that I've always seen the most ill will in the worst situation is not the financial. It's the stuff, or lack of a better term, the junk.
Yeah.
Often it's stuff that nobody else really cares about. I at one point I had a kind of a cool situation where I had a 4-generation client. You know, I had from grandma all the way down to great grandson stuff. And when grandma passed away, one teenage daughter went in there and got some of grandma's shoes, and the other sister who had a teenage daughter was all mad because why'd you go take grandma's shoes? Now, grandma had been a client of mine for a long time, and her shoes were not fancy. But it was just like, hey, the fact that you went in there and you took stuff without asking me and blah, blah, you know. And it's just, you know, somebody gets this, but I'm the one who always spent the time with that and with him, or, you know. So, yeah, having, you know, you can either write it down or the best thing is, you know, take a picture. I mean, it's easy to take pictures and print them off, right? So
yes.
If there's some sort of sentimental item, some picture, some, my own grandfather was a van driver for United Vans way back when and for a while. And he always had this cool little miniature, United van truck.
Oh, yeah.
My sister always wanted that. So she made sure, you know, he put her name on the bottom of it.
Yes, that's cool.
You know, so, but nowadays you don't even have to do that. Just take a picture and put it in your trust or put it in your, you know, important materials and say, this is who gets what. And, you know, ask people ahead of time, right? And so that way they know. And, you know, having a plan is so, so important. And so one thing you can do is we have a checklist that actually goes through all the stuff, not just when you're, you know, passing away type of thing, but what all you should have in overall and over your entire financial situation and how to retire. So if you want a copy of that checklist just to see how your score is, all you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, sometimes you are one of the very first people contacted by the family after a client passes away. Why don't you tell us some things that you go over with that spouse or maybe with the children of a client who has died?
Yeah, well, it's always tough. And probably one of the hardest ones I had was I had a client that she had put money in one account years ago, and then she started doing stuff on her own. And ironically, my office is now in her old building. Where she worked. But she ran it all. She did all the finances, everything, and had it all go to her work email.
What?
And so when she passed away, they couldn't even know where the monies were. They couldn't even figure out. So, you know, husband came in with their 18-year-old son, and they were trying to, in essence, hack into their accounts or find their accounts. But all the resets go to her work email, which she worked for a bank, and that gets shut off the second you pass away.
Oh, goodness.
So one of the things is, just, you know, helping them log into accounts, helping them figure out where the accounts are. Yeah, sometimes you do some detective work, you know, look at, did you have any interest from, you know, stuff on your last tax return, you know, from different places. And, you know, so that's one of the things. What should you do with each account? There's a lot of legal ramifications with, you know, if you roll over IRA money to somebody's name or not. So there's a lot of stuff about inherited IRAs or not, or, you know, if it's a spouse, they can roll it to their own name. If they're under 59 and a half, then you may not want to roll it to your own name. So there's a lot of things around that. And then just even resetting the tax basis. There is a thing called step up in basis. When somebody dies, you get it, you inherit it at today's market value. So, you know, you need to reset all those basis and stuff. So there's a lot of little things to go into it. And, you know, we just kind of help walk them through that and kind of guide them through that process.
Well, you know, like we're saying, none of these things are fun to talk about, but we are not promised tomorrow. We don't know when our final day is. And that's why we're talking about something so important like this. You know, don't put this off. Plan out what you need to do. Tell us how things like estate planning, legacy planning, like we're talking about, fit into your overall process. This fits right in with your blueprint to worryless wealth.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you have to have a plan for this. I mean, it's not, you literally don't take it with you. Somebody's going to get it. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be somebody who's going to go through just pure agony, having to go through the court systems and figuring out how much to pay attorneys and court costs and all this other just awful stuff that you may have stuck somebody else with having to deal with because you didn't take a little bit of time to fix it, right? And and then also make sure it goes to the right people. Did you do the right beneficiaries? If maybe one of your children predeceased you, does their children get your money, or does it all default to your other kids? And then their kids get disinherited. You know, there's little things like that that people just don't think about. You know, it's just one of these things where you have to have this plan and done. If you own any sort of property, really, you got to have a trust. I mean, you need to have a living trust set up. Work with an estate planning attorney if you have one or something. Maybe if you're somebody who just doesn't want to meet with anybody and just likes to do stuff on their own. If you go to wealthcreatorradio.com, we'll actually have a link for an online version of a trust that you can set up there. And it's really nicely well done trust that we've reviewed and talked to the people who set it up, and at least get that planning process done, because you need to make sure that process is taken care of, because you can either leave somebody a mess that they have to hunt through things and find and search and just go through pure agony, or you can leave them a fairly nice situation that, believe it or not, still takes a lot of time and effort.
Right.
If anybody's helped anybody having to settle estate, it's still a ton of work if it's in the right order. If it's out of order, if it's messed up, oh my gosh, it can be just a nightmare to deal with. And it's almost like a second job. And, you don't want to leave that to other people. You don't want to leave it to, to your loved ones, especially. So taking some time and doing that, and, what's what we do here at Heckman Financials, we actually help people eliminate that worry. We want you to have worry less wealth and create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you don't have to worry about your finances and money, but worry about having fun and enjoying life and spending time with the loved ones we're talking about. So again, that consists of having that income plan, knowing where your money's coming from, lowering your volatility, having those foundational steady income investments, also looking at the taxes along the way, healthcare issues, and of course, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? So, if that's something you want to take some time, learn more about, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and set up time. You can either leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with more of Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around for the rest of our show.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. You know, he's an author as well. And we always tell you about his book, Worry Less Wealth. He wrote this book to open up our eyes to all the things available that are out there for each of us to have a remarkable retirement. So that's why he does this show every single weekend, too, to help you discover how you can worry less. Eric, you have a wealth success story for us today, and we always love to hear about something good that's happened with some retirees that you know of. So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this is a client of mine that's been a client for a while, and she was working high tech. She was divorced, a single mom. Her son's gone through college now and out on his own, and she was living in Mountain View near Google and Facebook, so her house was insanely valued. And so she hadn't, with the divorce and all that, she hadn't ever made like huge income. She was pretty much normal kind of income levels. Took another job in the public sector, and she's going to be working probably for another year or two, but that's all she wanted to do. And after she decided to sell her place, she paid cash for a condo actually downtown here, pretty close to my office. And the amazing part now is, she doesn't have a mortgage payment, right? So she doesn't have to worry about that. She lives near a bunch of stuff that she can just walk to and enjoy. you know, she didn't move that far from, you know, where she was living before, but that by doing that sale, now she's freed up all this other cash to be able to do, you know, whatever she wants, right, in retirement.
Yeah.
So now she's all of a sudden being able to have that income and have that security. You know, we went through the foundational steady income and market-based monies and, you know, made sure that some of this money is guaranteed, that it can't go away. Some of that steady income that can turn on and start sending her checks every single month, and, you know, then having some still in the market. And, you know, so she's positioned for all sorts of things that can come at you down the road in retirement. But, you know, in terms of how much she needs to live on, I mean, the funny part is she was, you know, she's in a job where it's fairly tough, and she's just like, okay, I don't know if I want to just, you know, say call it quits, you know, if I get too annoyed or something. So, you know, it's not always, you don't have to have a ton of money, right? You just have to sometimes be a little bit more strategic. And if she just tried to live in that same house that she was in and live off just what she'd saved up, you know, she didn't probably have enough for sure. Again, that's something we want to be able to help you with. So if you wanted to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, where we look at all those things, look at where you're at today, and then tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things you might want to pay attention to. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.